Manu Patra alerts dated the 14th of December 2017. Supreme Court has dismissed the plea of Odisha miners to extend the deadline for staggered payment of over 17,576 rupee crore of compensation for illegal mining. Supreme Court has asked Ministry of Environment and Forests, MOEF, to notify the 39-page Comprehensive Action Plan, CAP, to fight air pollution in Delhi and NCR prepared by an expert body, the Environment Pollution Control Authority, EPCA. Supreme Court has directed Centre to hold a meeting with stakeholders like search engines Google, Yahoo and Microsoft, to find a solution to ensure that materials violating Indian laws prohibiting prenatal sex determination are not hosted on website. Supreme Court has permitted Centre to modify the notification banning use of pet coke in furnace oil in Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and Haryana for industries like cement, limestone and thermal power plants. Supreme Court has upheld the stand taken by the Medical Council of India, MCI, that laboratory report can be countersigned only by a registered medical practitioner with a postgraduate qualification in pathology. Madhya Pradesh High Court has observed that a rape victim cannot be compelled to give birth to a child of the rapist and if the conditions enumerated in the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act, 1971, are fulfilled, the pregnancy of victim can be terminated. A special court in Delhi has held former Jharkhand Chief Minister Madhu Koda and others guilty of varying offences including criminal conspiracy in the case pertaining to irregularities in allocation of Rajhara North Coal Block in Jharkhand to the Kolkata-based VISU. Well, Delhi High Court has refused to interfere in the Indian Olympic Association, IOA, elections after advocate and well-known sports activist Rahul Mehra sought an interim stay on the poll process on the ground that it was being held in violation of the sports code. Madras High Court has voiced its anguish over a large number of illegal entries in the voters list in the by-poll-bound R.K. Nagar Assembly constituency in the city and said it expected the Election Commission to take severe action. Kerala High Court has held that a plaintiff is entitled to specific performance of contract only if he sticks to the original terms of the contract. Delhi High Court has disposed of former TMC leader Mukul Roy's plea alleging phone tapping, after the centre and the West Bengal government said his numbers were not being intercepted. Delhi High Court has junked CM Arvind Kejriwal's petition for striking off certain submissions made by Finance Minister Arun Jaitley to prove his case that he was called a crook and guilty of crimes and crookery by his former counsel, during cross-examination in a defamation suit. Delhi High Court has directed Delhi government and Delhi police to ensure that CCTVs are installed at all vulnerable areas in the city within 8 weeks and all dark spots are lit up, while stressing against shuttling the issue of augmenting the police force between ministries. Himachal Pradesh High Court has observed that publication of false news is a disservice to the public and the mass media must maintain high professional standards and are obliged to verify the correctness of the news disseminated. Government has decided to notify the 31st of March, 2018 or 6 months from the date of commencement of bank account-based relationship by the client, whichever is later, as the date of submission of Aadhaar number and PIN or Form 60 by the clients to the reporting entity.